If you like exploring the cosmos or galaxies far, far away, you're in the right place. It's April 26th, 2024. Today we've got a premiere for Knuckles, a new promo for Star Wars Tales of the Empire, a trailer for Jim Henson Idea Man, and the first episode of Avatar Expedition Pandora. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Today, Paramount is releasing their series Knuckles, set in the world of their Sonic the Hedgehog films. Here's how Paramount describes the franchise. The new live-action series will follow Knuckles on a hilarious and action-packed journey of self-discovery as he agrees to train Wade as his protege and teach him the ways of the Echidna warrior. He'll have to face off against the buyer, all while training Wade and their practicing of their bowling skills. The six-episode series will take place between the films Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Knuckles is on Paramount Plus now. Disney and Lucasfilm released a new clip from their upcoming animated series, Star Wars: Tales of the Empire. The clip starts with General Grievous surrounded by a dark maroon, lit up only by a green lightsaber. At just the sound of his horrifying laugh, a series of archers lift their bows and arrows against him. Then, with some strange incantations, a fighter emerges to protect the archers. As she speaks, the symbols on her dual blades light up, and they seem to be surrounded by a magical flame. Grievous pulls out another blue lightsaber, and the two engage in a duel. Perhaps she is strong enough to hold him off, but the lightsabers are more powerful than her blades. The magic and flame seem to fade away as the blades are deteriorated by General Grievous's lightsabers. He moves forward, spinning the lightsabers in a way that only he can. He's closing in for the kill, and that's when the clip cuts off. Star Wars Tales of the Empire will premiere on Disney Plus on May 4th. Disney released the first official trailer for their upcoming documentary from Ron Howard. The film is called Jim Henson Idea Man. Here's how they describe the film. Jim Henson Idea Man takes us into the mind of this singular creative visionary, from his early years puppeteering on local television to the worldwide success of Sesame Street, The Muppet Show, and beyond. Featuring unprecedented access to Jim's personal archives, Howard brings us a fascinating and insightful look at a complex man whose boundless imagination inspired the world. Here's a clip from the trailer.
Hello there, my name is Jim Henson, and I'm a puppeteer.
Sesame Street.
The Muppets.
Dark Crystal.
Labyrinth.
Jim, create out of innocence.
He showed people the good in all of us.
Is this a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah. It's every moment of one's life kind of job, I suppose.
Characters come about from many different ways.
He was my mother's coat and a ping pong ball.
That's how it all started.
He had so many ideas and so many things he wanted to do. His inner life must have been sparkling.
Jim Henson Idea Man will premiere on Disney Plus on May 31st. Disney released the first episode of Avatar Expedition Pandora to celebrate Earth Day. And while the Avatar series is all sci-fi and fantasy, it's built off of a real-world understanding of the stars. Here's a clip from episode 1 of Avatar Expedition Pandora.
As humanity peered into the night sky, we dreamed of what waited beyond our little blue planet. Are there other worlds teeming with life as diverse as ours? What wonders are out there waiting to be discovered? It turns out that the answer has been in front of us all along. Alpha Centauri, appearing as the third brightest star in the night sky. The trinary star system is a mere 4.25 light years away, our next door neighbors on a cosmic scale. And nestled within the orbit of Alpha Centauri A is Polyphemus, a gas giant situated perfectly within the habitable Goldilocks zone. It's adorned with 14 moons, one of which is a jewel unlike anything we have ever seen. Pandora.
The first two films in the Avatar franchise are on Disney Plus now. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Sony has purchased the TV and film rights to Hasbro's game Clue. Come back tomorrow for some good games in Green Lantern. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 26th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.